Forbes magazine has published its annual list of the world's 100 most powerful women. We were looking at the list and noticed some of the rankings are, well, a little counterintuitive. Topping the list of power players is Angela Merkel, the first woman to become Chancellor of Germany, while Condoleezza Rice is fourth. Nothing against Germany, but wouldn't Condi's visibility and influence over U.S. foreign policy make her more powerful? It got us thinking, how do you go about ranking power? Elizabeth McDonald is an editor at Forbes, and she oversees this list of powerful women. She joins us now from the Forbes magazine office in New York City. Elizabeth, welcome to the program.
Oh, I'm delighted to join you. Thank you for having me.
Now, I understand Forbes started this list of powerful women 4 years ago. Why did it do that?
I was personally sitting back and I was looking at all of these various lists of women in business from other magazines. And I thought, this is an interesting list, but I know that there's a lot of other women out there who are not just running companies, but they're running all sorts of nonprofits. They hold very important ministerial positions in governments around the world that affect the economies. So I thought, you know, why don't we try to see if there are more stories out there of interesting powerful women around the globe who are doing things that affect the world economy.
Let's talk in a general way about how you made some of these decisions. How do you measure power? Is it visibility? Is it money? Is it economic influence?
What we did was we started with a list of women who crossed certain thresholds. By the way, to find those women, we really made a good faith effort to scour the globe. We reached out to the World Economic Forum. We reached out to all sorts of different information outlets to find these women. And so what we did was we wanted to start with a list of women who crossed certain thresholds, meaning they have to either run companies, governments, or nonprofits, or they have to be very, very close to the top. We came up with a computer database to load in all sorts of statistics that we could find on these women. And what we're looking for is a composite of economic impact, their resume and title, and their visibility around the world. And what that means is, when we talk about their resume, we're looking at their career achievements and their titles. We're looking at the size of the economic sphere over which they hold sway. And we're looking at global media mentions. So, and, you know, the instances where these women are reported on around the globe.
Now, Laura Bush, the First Lady of the United States, comes in at number 60, but she's higher than the President of Liberia, who is at number 100. I think a lot of people might argue that the president of a country, even if it's very small, is inherently more powerful than a First Lady. So how do you make that kind of a judgment?
We're mindful of that. We're mindful, too, of what people have been saying, why even have a First Lady on the list? But let's face it, I mean, I do think that from our reporting and what we've been seeing in terms of what Laura Bush has accomplished on her own, she does have an enormous impact on what the president and on how he thinks. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is a fascinating woman. She's the first female president of an African nation to get this war-torn country on track. The country, though, is still struggling, of course. It has a sizable debt payments, and it's seeking debt relief on the order of $800 million recently. It's a point well noted. A president of a country ranks lower than a first lady. But when it comes to the size of the U.S. versus Liberia, I think it makes sense that Laura Bush did rank higher.
Who are some of the new stars on this year's list?
For example, Cynthia Carroll is the chief executive of Anglo American, which is a huge mining company. Wu Xiaoling, who's a deputy governor of the People's Bank of China. In China, the other woman who is interesting to watch in China is Wu Yi. She's the vice premier of China. She essentially stared down U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson in a recent economic summit meeting.
What about the power of media stars? Oprah, for instance, is number 21 on this list, but she ranks below Irene Rosenfeld, who's the chief executive at Kraft Foods.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Irene Rosenfeld is another executive that not many people outside the business world would have heard of. She heads, though, the world's second largest food company, and that's pretty significant.
What about the cultural influence of somebody like Oprah, though?
Yeah, well, Oprah has a significant cultural influence, for sure. She is an international media phenomenon, and now she's possibly moving into reality TV. But when you look at we do consider Oprah's impact culturally. We have to understand, too, that we're looking at economic data as well. Mm-hmm. So a $34 billion food giant certainly impacts the economy, I think, in a greater way the data shows, than, you know, Oprah Winfrey.
Elizabeth, does overseeing this list make you feel like a more powerful woman?
It's funny that you ask that because, no, I'm not interested in it at all. In fact, I tend to just run and hide and these things. And it's funny, I have a style notes. I always say to the team when they write the bios or they write features, I don't want to see any terms such as change agents or empowerment or anything like that. If I see any of those words in your stories, I'm not only going to cut them out of the stories, I'm going to push you in front of a FedEx truck. Because to my mind, these women have arrived. They're there already. And, you know, they're beyond the, even the thinking about the glass ceiling, which we know in some regions of the world is still made of concrete. These women got where they are just by sheer force of their personality, by their intelligence, and their integrity. So when you look at who's on the list, by and large, you see a lot of intelligence there. You see a lot of, in fact, use of a sense of humor. It's clear why they got into their positions of power. You know, they're interesting, these women.
Elizabeth McDonald is editor of the Forbes list of the world's most powerful women. And whether she likes it or not, that makes her a powerful woman, too. She joined us from the Forbes headquarters in New York City. Thanks for being with us, Elizabeth.
Sure. Delighted.